Bristol. It is a Sunday afternoon. We've had Top Loader on the stage, Soul to Soul, which are on their way. And I am here with Chris Jammer. He is one of the original founders 5 years ago of this wonderful festival. Chris, you must be super pleased with how it's gone so far.
Yeah, I'm incredibly pleased to see so many people turn out for our first live event in 8.5 years. Everyone's really happy and pleased to be out in the sunshine and enjoying themselves, really.
Well, you had to retime the festival from early in the end to September. You must be super pleased with the weather.
Yeah, I mean, we got very lucky. We haven't had a bad summer in terms of weather, but we've had a very nice build up to this, and the weather's been great over the weekend, too.
And it was pretty peak while you were playing yesterday, and the sun was out, and it was really warm. So, obviously, from 2019, there was no 2020. 2019 was one stage, one day, and this is a scale up to pretty much 2.5 days and multiple stages, all the big names. I mean, how do you think you go about to really scale up to that degree?
We just know there's a big market for this sort of thing in the area, and I think people are wanting a camping festival. We just thought that we'd go for it. We have a chance after COVID to kind of reshape things, and I'm really enjoying this new model. People have enjoyed the camping, people enjoying the varied lineups and the different days. So, hoping to take this model further for next year.
Well, that's really so far been the big household names. We've had Rag & Bone Man, Jack Savaretti, Sophie Phillips, next at Beverly Knight. Obviously, Noel Rogers couldn't make it this year because of the date change, but that is rolling over to next year.
Yeah, so Noel's rolling over to next year is chic. And we have some really, really exciting names. Big Americans are coming into the country on some 2022 tours, so keep your eyes peeled. I advise you to get in there early birds, because you're going to blow some people's minds in this lineup, I think.
I don't suppose you fancy an exclusive for local tourism. No pressure, Chris, but basically it's going to be, it gets bigger and better next year, yeah?
Yeah, bigger and better next year. Just keep your eyes peeled for October.
So the announcement is October time for the lineup for 2022. Well, we call you sitting in the comfy chairs, taking a bit of a breather. So you obviously know all the work that's gone into this over the literally years and months, days, hours, minutes. Now you're taking a breather. So any particular things that have stood out for you particularly enjoyed this weekend?
I've really enjoyed this lounge. I'm near the Laserboy Lounge. It's a nice place to come and like look at the festival. Take 2 minutes and just take in what we've done here. It's been like up 2 years with COVID. We're just super happy to just be back in it and looking forward to Shoreditch Green next weekend soon.
Yeah, that's your other festival, the sister festival. So you swapped those around last year. It was, 2019, it was Shoreditch Green one day and then the Cambridge Club the second. You converted both into weekends and swapped them around. This is a slightly older, more mature audience as the warm up, I guess.
Yeah, and also I think the ground is going to be kept nice for Shoreditch Green next year. So we want to put as much effort into Cambridge Club now as we were putting into Shoreditch Green, and give it the respect to the